We'll ask Coach Green to make an opening statement, then go to questions for Victor, Christian, and Cody. Coach?
Well, we're excited about the win. We thought we defended at a very high level to hold a really good shooting team and a high-scoring team when they get their offense rolling the way they're capable of, to hold them down. In this game, our whole focus was getting ready to play our best basketball today, and hopefully we play even better basketball tomorrow, and never to look ahead and to stay totally locked in to the game at hand. And I'm excited about the way our guys played, and they should be too, because they started off in a great way. They continued to play at a high level, and we closed the game last 7 minutes, not only defending pretty well, but scoring very well. And that's the key, to go 21-24 from the foul line, to rebound the ball the way that we did. Those are big, big things for us. So we're excited about the victory.
Question of student athletes. We'll start right here on the left.
For both Victor and Cody, obviously you guys have been the subject of a lot of national headlines, but how important are guys like Christian and Jordan and Will and some of the other veterans on this team?
Victor, start with you, please.
They're huge. I mean, it takes our whole team to win, you know, and when guys off the bench step up, and when Christian and Jordan step up, it's huge for us. And, you know, they're very capable of that, you know, and without them, we can't win.
Cody?
It's great. The guys that we have on this team are great as far as, you know, everyone is humble. There's no jealousy at all, you know, which makes us a tough team to beat just because we're such a close group. And whether it's, you know, me that has 20 or Will or Jordy or anyone else, it doesn't really matter to any of us as long as we win.
We'll stay here on the left side.
For any of you, I think it was 60-52 coming out of the under-8 timeout, and obviously, you know, a lot of people were kind of thinking about the game in Champaign. I mean, what was it that just allowed you to just sort of close the game out? I think you hit him with a 5-point burst, and they called timeout, and then from there, you just kind of had control.
Christian, would you take that one, please?
Oh, yeah. Well, we learned from that game. We looked at the film last night, and we looked at some things we know we shouldn't have done. We let one get away from us, so we kind of knew what to do, and, you know, we just kept grinding it out and kept playing.
Another one here on the left.
Yeah, for Victor, you spent a lot of time on Brandon Paul tonight. He was 2-for-13. Just talk about the job that you did on him, the help you got from your teammates, and the pride you take defending the other team's best player.
It was huge, but again, I couldn't have defended him and did a great job of defending him without my teammates. You know, Cody did a great job of blitzing, and I wasn't the only one who guarded him today. You know, Will guarded him some, and Remy guarded him as well. So we were just trying to slow him down. He's a great player, you know, and he takes a lot of shots for them in order for them to win. So when you go against someone like that, you got to force him to shoot tough shots, and I think we did a great job of doing that.
Back here.
For Christian, what's the season been like for you as this team has added so many new players, so much young talent?
Oh, it's been great. You know, we say we have a lot of talent. We got a lot of guys that can step up and score the basketball. So anytime you got a team like we have, it's definitely been a fun year for me.
Over here to Bob.
Yeah, Victor, at what point did you decide to go 360 on that dunk, and is that the best one you've got?
I knew I was going to do something when I caught it, but I don't know. It was just a last-second thought. You know, I thought about it while I was in the air, so I just kind of turned around while I was in the air. And no, that's not my best one.
Down here in front.
Cody, in the first half, it seemed like for a time the ball got into you in the paint almost every single possession. How much of a priority was that in this game?
It's a priority for us every game, whether it's me or Christian getting inside. You know, they were double teaming, so, you know, I was just trying to find the open guy. But even if I don't score it, it opens up a lot of things for our shooters on the outside. And like you said, I thought we did a nice job of that, and it opened up a lot.
Right here in front.
You guys were really pushing the pace at the beginning of the game. Obviously, that's a priority for you guys in most of your games, but how much more of a priority was that with this Illini team?
Victor, how about you on that one?
It was huge, you know. By watching film, we know that when we do that, we can excel on both ends of the floor. So, you know, they're a good team, and we know they're going to make tough shots and make buckets. So we're just trying to, you know, run it down on the other end as fast as we can, you know, to change the tempo of the game, because we like going up and down.
Got time for a couple more for the student athletes. Back to Bob.
Victor, can you talk a little bit? Jordan Hull's only had 2 points, but it seemed to me he played a really good defensive game. Can you talk about the role that he played, and also a couple words about Sheehy coming off the bench, going 4-for-4?
You know, Jordan, you know, he went 0-for-2, but he, like you said, he had a great defensive game, and he also had 7 assists. So, you know, he helped us win. And, you know, he does a great job of that. He's one of our leaders. He's one of our seniors. And, you know, he's very capable of, you know, changing the game as well with points. And when, you know, when we can win and he only has, what, 2 points and 7 assists, it just shows how deep our team is and how capable he is of still playing defense at the same time. And, you know, Will Sheehy, you know, it's just Will Sheehy. You know, he's a spark plug. You know, he comes off the bench and he plays defense, you know. He makes tough shots and he rebounds. And he's one of our leaders as well. So when they play at a high level, our team plays at a high level.
We'll take one final one for the student athletes
just
right
for
here.
Any or all you guys, just what all did you do better defensively? What did you feel better about just in terms of just game plan, schematics, and everything today?
Cody?
I thought we were very active, especially on the ball screens. Sometimes, especially for me, it's you know, we're really trying to blow up their screens, and I thought we were aggressive overall. We had a lot of deflections, which is always a big key for us, and I thought we were just active. And the beauty of that is that it leads into our offense. So I thought it really got our offense going.
Fellas, thank you. You may return to the locker room. Appreciate it. Again, the Indiana locker room is open till 1:50. It's about 1:30 right now. Illinois' locker room is open as well. Question for Coach Green right here.
Coach, same question I had for Victor and Cody. Obviously, those guys have been the subject of a lot of headlines, but how important are the veterans on this team, guys like Christian and Jordan, in terms of the success you all have had?
Well, I think when you have a team like we've had that's answered the bell all year long, responded from tough games, been sitting where we're sitting, the team has been the headline maker because these guys are so unselfish and they're so selfless with one another in the way that they work, the way that they share the credit, the way that they play offensively and defensively. I mean, we've been in the top percentages of offense the entire year, and we've been anywhere from, you know, we've been in the top 20 with the defense. I don't think that happens if you don't have a team committed to both. And I think it showed again today in 5 guys in double figures. Jordan Halls with 7 assists, no turnovers inside the game, with tough assignments, great looks. Jeremy Hollowell coming in and playing solid. Remy Abel making some big plays. Will Sheehy, we consider a starter, and he played that way. So I don't think it's anything uncharacteristic for us.
We're to the right.
Coach, 2 things. One about your ball reversal today, and also about having that rudder of Jordy to where he's not scoring, but he doesn't get frustrated and try to press.
Well, I think we're the kind of team that if you take somebody away from the game and you don't want them to be the one that scores, there's still so many other guys that can play because of the ball movement. Because we understand that when we're at our best, we're a ball reversal team. There's certain things we want to get early. There's certain things we want to get late. But everything in between is about that ball, you know, spraying all over the court and reversing, being reversed.
Back over here, Bob.
Yeah, Tom, what specifically were you doing on defense? It seemed like you were really blitzing the ball screen and getting your bigs out very aggressively.
Well, I thought they were aggressive. I think that was really important. And we've got guys that can cover a lot of ground when they step out. And so there's certain things that whether we're blitzing or whether we're switching, these guys have done a great job all year of being game plan specific, being very, very concept driven and how we guard. So we don't have to spend a lot of time on something to prepare for a game. And they're good at it. But they want to play an aggressive attacking style. I mean, and that was the number one key on the board today, is attack on both ends.
Here on the aisle.
Tom, almost regardless of what happens going forward, you're probably going to be the only team in the country on Selection Sunday with at least 9 top 50 wins and no losses outside of the top 50. Do you think that's enough to where you've already secured a number one seed regardless of what happens tomorrow Sunday?
Well, I haven't thought about that as much, but I was asked the same question. Well, not just like that after the Michigan game, but much the same. I would think that I would hope we've done enough. I think when you have the league the way that it is and you win it outright the way that we did, and I think one of the bigger things is the way we've played on the road, and the only home losses that Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State have are to us. And I think that says a lot, because those are also 3 teams that could win a national championship and have been considered that way most of the year. So I would hope that we have, but I mean, that just remains to be seen.
Right out here.
just you talked about the defensive effort in particular. What did rebounding do for you guys? I think you controlled the boards most of the game. You finished plus 12 in that regard. I mean, just how important was that?
Well, the key was that we had our rebounding going from the beginning, and we were 26-10 at half. And we were getting some putbacks. And where we had our lull in the second half is we weren't rebounding the way that we totally needed to. And then we got that in order, and we really closed the game right in the last 7 minutes and had our biggest lead of the game with 1 minute to go. So rebounding is a huge part of that, as we kept stressing all week. We had 53 rebounds in the Michigan game. And if we only get 52, we might have lost the game. So, I mean, every one of those rebounds matter. And I think our guys really, really understand how important rebounding on both ends are, and specifically how important guard rebounding is.
Got time for a couple more right here in the aisle.
Just what did you guys do so much better this time than the first meeting and getting Cody established?
We closed the game better, and we established him early. We kept it going late. He's a better player. We're a better team. They're a better team. We played a much better time and score situation in this game. These guys have seen the last 7.5 minutes of that game numerous times. You know, it's not the buzzer beater. That was what, you know, obviously was the result. But it was the last 7.5 minutes of that game at Illinois that really hurt us. And we didn't start the game great. 8 of their first 11 were off turnovers. So we went back through, and as we did after that game, and we watched the beginning of the game, we watched the end of the game, but we watched the 30, 35 things, you know, clips, where we really did do a great job. Because you don't get in games against these high-level opponents without doing a lot of really good things. So our guys understand fully. And when we don't get away from it, we're really good, that where the ball needs to go early, middle, late.
Right in front.
Coach, you feel like the Big Ten obviously be the best team, best conference of the year. Do you feel like 8 teams is a possibility for them for the NCAAs?
I would hope so. Yeah, at least. I mean, I think I was an NCAA tournament team. I have all year. I think Minnesota is. I'm not sure. I haven't read any bubble forecasts or anything like that. But when I start, I mean, we just played one. We just played a high-level team, and so I don't think there's any question that Iowa and Minnesota are highly deserving of being in that, and the other ones are probably pretty much givens.
Last one right here.
Coach, Jordan hasn't been known for his defense that much, but today he did a terrific job on D.J. Richardson. It was a big turnaround from the first game. Can you talk about how important that late development?
Well, we made some adjustments. We've been making some adjustments in our week all week long. Was to really make sure that we knew what we were doing when the ball's being penetrated and driven. And you cannot let somebody like DJ Richardson loose. And the first game against us, they were, I believe, 14 of 29. And today, we were able to hold them to 4 of 23. I mean, that's the story of the game. And it's not just one person. I mean, I look at this, and now this is Vic's second straight double-double, and Jordan has the 7 assists, and Cody and Will and all these different guys. But it's a team. It's team defense. And I think there's some individual matchups, certainly, but when that ball's being penetrated, it is team defense. And I thought our guys did a really good job of that.
Coach, thank you very much.
Thank you.